and blue. I'll stand right here and say, my grip is back for travel, and I'm scratching gravel for the Blue Ridge far away. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. All this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me the golden valley. I said this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. All this land was made for you and me. I roamed and I rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond desert. And all around me, a voice was singing. It said, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. All this land was made for you and me. You know, Woody Guthrie wrote this song, stole the melody from the Carter family, but Woody Guthrie said it don't matter. He said creativity is just undetected plagiarism. But when he wrote this verse, they wouldn't let him put it on the record, said it's communistic. Best verse in the whole song. As I went a-walking, I saw a sign there. On that sign it said no trespassing, but on the other side there wasn't nothing, 'cause that sign was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. All this land was made for you and me. I said this land was made for you and me.
We'll let you play banjo.
Well, just want to let you know that you don't have to be talented to play the banjo. However, Marty Schumann is talented, and he does play the banjo quite well.
Y'all are so quiet this afternoon. Yeah. Y'all must have been around our campfire last night.
Hey, a couple more. Obviously, I play the banjo better than I tune the guitar. I'd like you to meet the rest of the folks up here at the moment, if you really care. Dave Gancars on the fiddle. Down South Florida, Marty Schumann from over at Payne's Prairie. Payne's Prairie, Florida. Tim DeMass from Worcester, Ohio. The people up in Worcester, Ohio took up a collection to send him out of Worcester, Ohio. And people in Florida have been trying to take up a collection to send him back to Worcester, Ohio.
They ain't got that much money.
Tim says if the good Lord will keep the funds not in his grasp, then he'll keep the idea out of his mind of going back to Worcester, Ohio. Worcester, Ohio, by the way, is not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. Little song I wrote about land developers up in the hills of North Carolina, where I did come from. I got a long distance call from Carolina. Said there's big things happening in the hills. They're developing old Lookout Mountain, just so I can get away from city ills. Wouldn't I like to invest in the future? Wouldn't I really like to settle down in a
rustic cottage in the mountains, far from the confusions of a town. Well, they are selling quarter-acre homesites, nothing down, no payment for a year. If I want the deluxe plan, I just send them 15 grand, then I can be a full-fledged mountaineer. And I says, get your greedy hands off of my mountains, go back to Miami or to hell, 'cause you're screwing up the hills of Carolina, the ones that I have known and loved so well. He says, does that mean you don't want in the project? Could you recommend uncles or some aunts? I says, if I could have it done, my friend, I'd call the Pentagon, have them drop an A-bomb in your pants, and then you'd never be able to have children, 'cause you'd be impotent and sterile. And if I could, I would, I'd get rid of you for good, but the punishment would be just too mild. He says, now wouldn't you like to think it over? Then perhaps you'd sign on the dotted line. And then he had the gall to ask me to pay for the call while he rapes the hills of Carolina. Get your greedy hands off of my mountains, go back to the animal shelter you came from, 'cause you're making of the hills of Carolina what the hills of California have become. He says, now wouldn't you like to think it over? Then perhaps you'd sign on the dotted line. And then he had the gall to ask me to pay for the call while he rapes the hills of Caroline. While he rapes the hills of Caroline. Here's a little song. I've tried to put 400 years of Florida history into one little song about the land, a great huge savanna just south of Gainesville, where Marty now lives, called Payne's Prairie. The people who used to own it were Timucua Indians, and then the Spaniards came. They came to the prairie searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vida Chuco explained there was none, De Soto put irons on his wrists. Then Chief Vida Chuco had a great feast. He told tales across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Suwannee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. Then the Indian eyes met the big Spanish swords and were broken in the battle that night. Chief Vida Chuco slashed De Soto's face, but he lost his own life in the fight. When De Soto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, bring all those Indians to me. Then he slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Then he marched on across the Suwannee. Thank you. So the Indians waited. They came back again to the prairie, and they hoped to remain. But the white men still wanted that lush prairie land. So they fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Noonan brought troops to a lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too. He routed the soldiers, but he lost his own life. As Indians usually do. For the soldiers came back as they always return, drove the Indians off of their land, fired 400 villages, watched them all burn. Ended the struggle, Vida Chuco began. Now there are no more Indians in North Florida. There's no more land for the white men to take. There's only a prairie.
I'd just like to say for the record that I think this has probably been one of the best weekends I've spent in my life. Except when I fell down this spiral staircase, I got really funny, but I won't go into that. There are two blind twins here at the Arlen Vita Chuco slash DeSoto's face.
Now white men are living on King Payne's prairie. They're sailboating on Dan Noonan's lake.
Tremendous performance. Let's give them another hand. And now, as the last number on the afternoon program, we want to welcome the Bucksnort Barn Dance Orchestra accompanying the Windmill Cloggers from Ocala, a husband and wife team, Wendy and Lee McPurter. Come on.
I guess I'm going to bring this one up a little bit.
It's us again.
Us again. Here we are.
Buck Barn Snort Dance Orchestra.
Buck Snort Barn Dance Band.
Buck Dance Barn Snort.
Actually, we're John Deere and PTOs.
I don't know. Yeah. Ooh, can you push that?
Special guest Alice Chalmers on the fiddle.
Yo.
Hey, Lance, should I use this one or this little one? I'm not going to sing or
anything. Y'all step on it. Come on. Come on.
Lance. Time to eat. Let's go.
Okay. Is this on? It's not on, is it? Okay.
Tell them what we're going
to do. All right. This is our theme tune, Late to the Dance.
Hold it.
Ready?
Hold it.
Not ready.
Nope, not ready.
We're late as usual. Okay. Ready?
Better yep. Quick now.
Thank you.
try and talk. We have seen some cloggers here this week that are fantastic, and it's the audience. Now we're going to get you up to perform a little bit. We're going to have a little workshop here, about 10 minutes, to do some dancing. We're going to try and show you about 4 steps, if I can breathe again.
And while he's catching his breath, I'll say, I'll see you back here. I'm going to get some vittles, and I'll see you back here promptly in your seats at 7:30. 7:30.
She has to go.
And look here, let's don't have any joy juice in paper cups around. Let's don't do that. I haven't seen any, of course, but I thought I heard some. Let's don't do that.
How about a big hand for Cousin Will's? Cousin Thelma's been here all day, all night last night, all day yesterday, and the day before.
Stand up.
If we could have energy like that at her age, I'm only 34 and I'm half dead now. All right, we want all the participants to get up here. Everybody's been dancing for the last 3 days. Come on. Come on, dancers, let's go. Don't be afraid. I teach it from 6 to 72. If you're able to pick up your foot, you're able to lay it down. Come on, now, don't make this night look bad. Now, last night was great, and this afternoon was good. Come on. Come on, kids. Tell your mama to bring you on up there. Come on, dance a little bit. We got a personality in the audience, too, that's visiting us from Miami. What? He works for the South Florida Bluegrass Association.
What are you now, give me this mic one more time.
Okay.
In case you don't want to clog, you might want to go down to the old stage and see what's going on down there, because there's a workshop, sure as the world, and vittles.
All right, this guy has really helped me a long time. I've been dancing for the South Florida Bluegrass Association for about 5 years now. His name's Lloyd Lyles. He's the president. How about giving him a big hand? He's come up here. He's looking at some good talent. That's him standing right there. Raise your hand, Lloyd. We just up here making people happy. That's all. I just like to see smiles. I need more people up here. Come on, ain't gonna be anybody. You don't have to be embarrassed about coming up here. We got a band anxious to play for you. The Buck Snort Barn Dance Orchestra. How about a hand?
All right. Yeah.
All right, we got more people. Let's go. Let's spread this out a little bit, people. Everybody get in a big circle. Everybody kind of get in a big circle and spread out so you got some room.
Maybe once we get them dancing, that one.
Yeah, they'll limber up. All right, well, I'll be inside. If you want to stand outside, be good. I'll be right inside the middle. All right, we got to give another hand. How about for the stage hands that's been pulling these microphones around here? And the sound men. Who puts these mics up here so we can flap our gums at you?
Robert.
All right, we're going to learn 4 steps. The first one is just like you're walking, but every time you take a step, you flip your toe. Just like you've been out in your backyard and your dog's been there before you. Just shake your toe is all you're doing, and popping your knee. Just shake your toe and pop your knee. My wife's only been dancing a year this April. She never danced until she met me, and then she met the craziest man in the world. All right, we're going to start doing this to music. Y'all keep practicing right there till I get in the center, and we're going to do this to music.
All right, you guys. Well,
Bend your knee a little bit, it'll relax you. Just kind of bounce down on your leg, just like that.
If I had a scolding quack, as sure as I was born, I'd holler down to New Orleans and trade her off for corn.
That's good. Everybody's doing good. All right, everybody turn right. Go in a circle, right. You got to learn how to walk with this step. Everybody keep going. Everybody go in a circle. I've never seen clogging or butt dancing down in heels, but by George, there it is. Never seen a set of heels so pretty in my life.
She's all dressed in red. She's the darling of my heart. I wish my wife was dead.
All right, now we're going to do something a little different. Everybody go back up and do it. Everybody back up and do this now. Don't step on no toes now. Now if I could get Barbara out here, the stage manager, she'd be good too. Everybody keep backing up. Watch the cords. All right, everybody forward now. Everybody stop and face me. We're going to do another step here, but we're not going to stop. This is going to be an old 1, 2, 3, 4 step.
It
starts out as 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Boy, you didn't tell me your daughter could dance. All right, everybody, face right. Move with that step now. Every time you kick your foot out, leave it out there and walk to it. All right, now we're going to do it again. Backwards, back them up. Ain't that hard, still good. All right, everybody, stop and face me. Keep doing the same step. All right, the foot you're putting down on the side, when you just put your toe down, put it across the back like this. 2, 3. You just cross it the back instead of putting it down in front of you, on the side of it. Cloggers here now. This is our American heritage dance. It's got German, it's got Greek, Irish, Scotch, English, Swede, Dutch. This is us right here. Our American heritage dance. What do you people think of it? All right, everybody. We're going to do another step here. We're going to do a little shuffle. Everybody keep doing what you're doing. All right, now, everybody go back into your front. First step you learn was just as your shuffle. Works right into it real easy. We're going to do a step that's going to be, I call it the shuffle or the hop. What you do is put both feet together, and then you start going back and forth. Now, you don't have to keep your feet in one area. You can point them out, point them in. Then you can go in and out. You can move back and forth. You can do it one foot, just as long as you can hop. Point them out, point them in. Everybody face right and hop forward. Ain't that fun? All right, everybody stop and face me. Now let's go back to the first step you learned, which is just a shuffle. Everybody into the pony step. Just the one like that. That's it. Just put your foot right next to each other. All right, now cross your foot in the back. All right, the easiest way to get into that little hop. Go right back to your first basic step. Then you get into your hop. That's it. Just that easy and simple if you've been doing it about a week. You can get into it real easy. All right, Dwight. Everybody end on the beat now. All right, give these people a hand. You have now graduated the first 5 weeks of a class. If you're going to learn clogging, that's 5 weeks. You just learned in 10 minutes right there. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow. Three shows again. No, two shows. We'll be back at 12 noon at the Marble Stage. We'll be the third act here tomorrow morning. And tomorrow night, we're going to end it. I hope to see y'all back. And if you don't stay, have a safe trip. And give this band one heck of a hand. And the audience that participated in yourselves for being one good audience to perform for. Thank you.
We'll have some more clogging tonight about 9:30 with the Cross Creek Cloggers. So don't miss that.
That was too weird. I think Adcock must be one of your weird types.
Hey, is any? I guess you were at the station today. Were you? Or did you just come? Were you? Well, did was FM on or?
It was.
Amazing. Surprising.
Amazing. Uh-huh.
Did you see her live?
It was Green Bill.
Was he wearing was he wearing pink tights?
It was Bill.
No, but I meant from last night. Yeah. Well,
you know Cassetti. You know Cassetti? You don't know I know I'm collecting and beyond. Kids got taste and style.
We're ready. Are you ready? Oh, that's good. Yeah, we're the most ready fellas you ever saw in your life. Let's welcome to the stage folk music by Bill Russell and the country music makers from down Lacoochie Way. And in case you don't know where that is, that's in Pasco County, Nudgin Dade City.
Howdy, we're sure proud to be here. I hope you all enjoy our little program, even if we don't have just a few minutes.
Nobody has but a few minutes.
Okay, you want to sing? You want to sing? Well, the first one, Teresa Grantham, is 10 years old. She's going to try out her new one she's been learning.
Plant a good seed and watch it grow tall. Takes a mighty pretty girl and a mighty pretty waltz to make me forget about you. I have loved you for so long, now you say your love is gone. Yes, my darling, it'll take a mighty pretty girl. Well, she said that she loved me, and so happy we could be. Boy, my darling, I have loved you now so long. In her heart, she's sad and blue, cause you know I love you too. Yes, my darling, it'll take a mighty pretty girl. Mighty pretty wall to make me forget about you. I have loved you for so long, now you say your love is gone. Yes, my darling, it'll take a mighty pretty girl.
Do you think, Ben?